know there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gate, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
This is AM 900 CHML. Good morning. It is the Smart Comfort Show, and there's a reason why I wanted to start with the Carpenter's version of Home for the Holidays, because this show is about making your home as comfortable as possible and doing so smartly. And that's why we have Alex Schutz in with us from Insta Insulation. And in fact, we've got a party full of people here today.
So Alex, if you could do some introductions,
that would be great.
So we have my daughter here, Morgan, and we have my father, Herman here, and we have Michael Johnson here from Insta as well.
Yeah, and Michael always sits in the corner. He never wants to go anywhere near a microphone.
Nope, he's microphone shy.
He's nodding. And your lovely daughter is here, and you wanted to give out a special greeting?
Merry Christmas!
I told you we'd do an intro for you. We are here to help you make your life a little bit more comfortable and manage your home. A lot of issues have been coming up that I've certainly noticed, and it's come from the information that you have given me over the last several months of doing this show. I'm driving around now and I'm taking a look at roofs of homes, especially with the snow that we had recently. And I'm now taking a look. It's not just whether there's snow on the roof or not on the roof. It's the pattern that's involved there that's, I guess, would tell you a lot about what's going on in a home.
Yeah, Shona, there's a lot that can be learned from snow melt off a typical roof. Where you find the most interesting snow melts would be the complex homes or the town homes, where you have dividing walls and firewalls and walls that may run higher than a typical attic of a single family home. And you see distinct lines on where the air leakage is taking place. So the mass air leaking through those areas is carrying the heat into the attic, and then the areas around those walls that terminate near the roof line leak and melt that snow on the roof. So that's a simple way of telling if your home is losing heat through the attic. And that's a quick fix, right? That's somebody come in there and take a look at it, like Insta Insulation. Maybe remove the insulation, air seal the attic, depending on how leaky it is, and then upgrade it with blown insulation or spray foam and blown insulation.
Yeah. Now, is that a problem that can change over the course of time? You know, insulation that might change from the time the house was built?
It can, right? It can definitely change. And the biggest factor being is that blown insulation tends to settle a little bit, right? Houses move as they dry out. Newer homes will dry out and they start to shift a little bit. The structural integrity is still there, but they're gonna move a little bit. But I think really what changes what's changed mostly over the last 30, 40 years is that we know how to be comfortable. We want to be comfortable, right? It's not just the clothes we wear. It's not just we want our homes to be comfortable. Better windows, more insulation, more airtight. We want to walk around with bare feet and a t-shirt on. We don't want to put a sweater on, right? In the olden days, we would have probably had a wood fireplace or a wood stove on, and we would have worn more clothes. We don't live like that anymore, right? We have pets in our homes. We have aquariums. We have a lot more plants. We have air conditioning in the summertime. Pretty much everybody, well, I'd probably say 60% of people have air conditioning, or 70%. I don't know what the number is, but I know it's a lot. So we've changed the way we live in our homes. And so many of the homes that we see the snow melt on, are a lot of them are low pitch roofs, right? Where the firewalls are in close proximity, right? In these townhomes, where they're in close proximity with the roof line, and they feel that heat coming through there. So those homes are a lot more difficult to upgrade properly, right? The lower the pitch the roof, the more difficult they become. And then we need to look at potentially taking off roof lines to get access to the lower points of the roof or the attic deck. Possibly spray foam them or use better insulations to fix their problems.
Yeah. Now, when it's a shared, like a townhouse or a row house situation, can a lack of insulation or improper insulation in your neighbor's house affect your house?
It can a little bit, but not really. The common walls are usually insulated from both sides a lot of the time, and then you find an air gap in between them, and that air is going up and down the wall. The air leakage is going out through the top, so that's not sealed very tight, but that's really not going to affect the overall performance. What you'll find in townhomes is that the end units, they have an outside wall, right? So in the middle units, you have end walls that are leaking, right? You're going to have a lot of heat loss. But the end units have the front and back wall, and they also have a side wall. So therefore, they're typically cost more to heat and to heat in the wintertime.
Yeah, and so there are more issues with them as well. Yeah, we have phone lines that are open at 905-645-3221 for any questions that you might have with regards to your home and making it smart and comfortable. But we also have a number of email questions that have been sent to us over the last month or so. And I want to get to those as well, but I want to make sure that people know that they can call directly and have answered any questions they might have. 905-645-3221. And one of our questions is about something that I know I've been talking a lot about in the news already. And next week, we start with cap and trade. A little extra notice, a little extra money on your bill. Our first email comes from Emil in Dundas. And Emil says that the electricity bills have doubled from 5 years ago. This person has an electric furnace and does not have gas. Where they're at, what are their options? Because, you know, those increases just can't be sustained.
Well, it's a tough one. If he doesn't have gas, right? But gas is also going up, right? The price of electricity is going to price of gas will follow the price of electricity. It always does. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it lags behind a little bit because I think I've talked about this before, is that, if it doesn't, it might be cheaper to generate your own power with your own little portable generator. And we don't want all that in the air, right? Mm-hmm. The CO2 in the air from that. So, but I mean, I think Emil probably needs to potentially find another heat source. Electricity is definitely not the way to go unless you can really, really insulate that home more effectively. There's definitely still oil out there that's an option. You could go to oil heat, and oil furnaces are fairly efficient in comparison to even propane. Right, because propane is fairly expensive, you get a lot of bang, but there's not a lot of, it's not as efficient as natural gas or oil. The other thing, I mean, at a certain point, right, these homes are getting older, and they're, a lot of people will put new windows in, they'll put new finishings on the outside, new siding, maybe they'll put some faux brick on there, or maybe stick-on brick or something to create some more curb appeal for the house. But the inside of the home needs to be taken care of as well. The insulation may need an upgrade. Again, back to where we used to live in our homes differently. Now our expectations are a little bit more. The cost of operating our home is more. So now we need to invest in that home, which means taking down the walls, taking down the drywall, taking down the plaster, and upgrading the insulation. And when I say upgrading, I'm talking about spray foam. It is the best insulator, air sealer, you get a vapor barrier all in one shot, and you stop moisture from going into that wall cavity. And 25 years in this business with spray foam, I can tell you that outside of water penetrating through the rain screen from the outside of your house, I have never come across an area where mold has formed in conjunction with spray foam. And that's makes me feel good, right? I know I'm not gonna. We sell products that are a product that doesn't contribute to mold infestation in your home. So, that's what we need to look at. If you want to increase the efficiency of an electric house, you've got to take some drastic steps to make it more efficient.
Absolutely. In this day and age, when you're talking about the hikes that people are experiencing, especially if you don't have the option of natural gas out where you live, it's going to be something you have to do.
I feel bad for everybody, but what I feel worst for is our industry. I think we need to remember where we're employed, where the manufacturing jobs are, and so on and so forth. I really think we're in for a bit of a hurt. I feel bad for these companies that are trying to keep Canadians employed, and we have a government that's totally missed their calling on how to create energy conservation, how to conserve energy, and also find ways to have more money for their coffers, right? But I even our insulation supplier this in 2 weeks ago, he said to me, he said, Alex, my hydro bills have went up $20,000 a month, right? That's $20,000 off the bottom line, and then he has to make up somewhere, right? Guess who's getting that, who's absorbing that cost?
Well, and this is something I wanted to ask you about, because we've dealt largely with residential installations over the course of the shows that we've done already. But when we're talking about cap and trade, a lot of the larger companies, they're being given credits to transition over to a more efficient way. It's those middle companies, those middle-sized companies and smaller companies that are really going to be hit by this.
I think we're all going to be hit by it. Sean, I think definitely the small ones will get hit by it, but I think the small ones have done everything they've been already asked to do. I mean, new light fixtures, they've done some air sealing, but a lot of this, in order to save on energy, to make big cuts, you need to make big changes. You need, like big retrofit, like re-insulating the building. I mean, there's your biggest bang for your buck. When you re-insulate, the furnace doesn't turn on as much, your heaters don't turn on as much, therefore you're not polluting as much, right? It's simple.
Yeah.
But what do? When you have a factory that has 50, 60, 100 people working on a floor, do you shut it down to re-insulate it? Do you do it from the roof? Can you air seal properly? I mean, there's a lot of variables there that we need to address. It's difficult. As long as I've been watching electricity, when I was a kid, I mean, we really didn't pay enough, and I know it's hindsight. We didn't pay enough 25 years ago to get people to build more efficiently, and the sad thing still is that we still allow. And I don't want to offend any home builders, but I'm going to say it anyway. Right? Is still allow that home building industry to dictate the conservation level of our new homes. Right? I mean, we've talked about this on the first show. The builders they want to put a product out that's affordable for the end user, but at the end, we're living in homes now that aren't affordable to live in.
Yeah.
Okay, so taxes are going up, it costs more to live in. So, you know what? Instead of buying that granite countertop, maybe we need to think about investing in some insulation.
Yeah. You either pay up front and having it built right the first time.
That's right.
As a good friend of yours always says.
That's what he always says.
Or, you know, you're going to wind up either paying, you know, in monthly bills or having to upgrade later on. We're going to take a short break on AM 900 CHML and we'll be right back. The phone lines are open, 905-645-3221. This is the Smart Comfort Show, brought to you by Insta Insulation on AM 900 CHML.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
This is AM 900 CHML. I'm Shona Thompson. Alex Schutz is in with us. From Insta Insulation, this is the Smart Comfort Show. And just before the break, we were talking about making sure that you're spending money on the important things in your house. What's really going to save you money in the long term? Everybody loves to do the remodel, and there's nothing wrong with that, if, you know, having the great kitchen, the great bathroom. But where you're really going to notice the creep up in your bills is if you haven't really paid attention to the basic structure, the bones of your house.
Yeah. A lot of times you try to educate people while you're doing your, you know, trying to do your sales pitch when you're selling insulation. And we do a lot of custom homes. But people really start thinking about the countertops. They think about those finishings in their kitchen, the expensive flooring, so on and so forth. And the analogy I like to give is most of the things inside your home you can redo at any point.
And you will be redoing,
yeah. Right? After 15 years, it kind of gets mundane. You get tired of something and you're going to redo it. But you really don't want to redo is your outside walls. You don't really need to, right? And I think I had a conversation with a lady this week, and she said, you know what? I moved into a new house and I really like the older home, and we just change a few walls, and then she says, and then when we're done, I realized that, why, how come we didn't replace the insulation? So it gets forgotten, right? But when you don't forget about it is when you start seeing, when you see cap and trade, and when you see your energy bills,
yep,
increase and so on and so forth. But the thing that kind of gets me down a little bit is that we're doing it for 25 years, and we do these homes, right? We insulate these homes, and we know the size they are, and we make homes that are 50% and more cheaper to operate by spray foaming them, by air sealing them properly, by, you know, better designs, floor insulation, as simple as insulating a floor slab, right? Insulated floor slab is probably about $1 a square foot, maybe $1.50 if you want to really want to put the cost of it, installing it, and so on and so forth, right? If you have a really well-insulated home, insulate the floor. I mean, those energy savings will pay for that floor just like that, right? Very, very quickly. And the same with spray foam. If you're 50% savings, where can you get a return like that, right? And I don't know what we need to do to tell people more. Say, hey, listen, wake up. Start insulating. This Absolutely. Is where you can save money. Forget the granite countertop. Put that in 5 or 6 years after you've saved all this money. Then you can pay for that granite tile. You pay for a new kitchen. You could pay for that special tile you wanted in that bathroom, right? Yeah. But we're a now society. And if we want to think about now, and we're not going to think about the future, we're going to be in the same problem we are 20 years from now where, you know, I mean, a good analogy was given to me yesterday. One of my salespeople said to me, he said, look at this house. He said, look, what are you trying to show me? He goes, well, guess how many people are living in that house? He said, I said, I don't know. He said, 11. I said, it's a big house. They probably go, that's only, it was a big house, right?
Yeah, it'd have to
but
be.
and I don't want to come off wrong here, but I mean, the other people that immigrate here are used to living with big families, mm-hmm. right? But we're going to get to the point where we can't afford to live where we are right now. And we're going to, the Canadian way of living, where we have a single family, is going to die because we can't afford to live in these houses anymore. Yeah. Whether they can't get financing to finance or to get a home, or they can't afford to live in the home because of their taxes and
their energy
bills,
costs. Yeah,
the maintenance
exactly.
costs.
I mean, you know, insulation may be out of sight, out of mind until once a month. When that bill comes in,
that's right.
Then it's right in front of you.
And you know what? I don't mean to get that deep into the root of the problem. It's just that we are a now society, and we don't think about the future. If we would have thought about the future 30 years ago, we wouldn't be paying those energy rates that we were paying because they were too cheap. We know they were too cheap. We were the cheapest, I think, in the world, like across the world. We had cheap gas, we had cheap electricity, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're going to pay for it, and we're going to pay for it dearly.
Yeah. And starting very, very soon. Actually, what you were talking about with the floors sort of brings us to our next email, and that's Shelley in Grimsby. And just before I get into Shelley's question, if you have any questions, you get right to the front of the line. Call 905-645-3221 to speak with Alex. The lower floor of Shelley's home is not as comfortable as the upper floor right now, and then the reverse happens in summer. How can she fix that situation?
That's going to be something that a lot of homes experience. It's going to be, it sounds like a two-story house where probably open concept. Most of those two-story homes now are open concept. One furnace runs the whole deal, right? The first thing that could help is insulating the attic, trying to push the heat back down because the hot air is rising, which get more heat up in the upper floors than the lower floors. But you can have a lot of stack effect, right? So you could have some air leakage in the bottom that's accelerating the stack effect. So you want to make sure that you air seal the basement off. You want to make sure the basement's insulated. You want to make sure the joist ends are sealed, and you don't have a lot of cold air coming in, and then the hot air pulling the cold air out. So basically, what I'm saying is when hot air rises, right, you got to displace that hot air with something, right? So it naturally draws the cold air in, creating that draft, essentially, right? And then the upper floors, the air leaks out. Therefore, it causes that lower floor to be less comfortable, okay? And there's two ways to stop that. One is the joist ends. The other one is air sealing your attic, right? If you stop the air leakage on the top, right, then your heat migration needs to go through an object, right? And when you heat go through an object, takes longer than heat to go like in an open air, like as an air leakage, right?
Right.
That's why air leakage, to focus on air leakage is so important, because 44%, I think 44% of your energy loss is due to air leakage and air exfiltration and infiltration, okay? So if you focus on air leakage, you're going to solve a lot of almost half your battle, right? And that's where spray foam comes in.
Now, I've heard of infiltration, but I've never heard of exfiltration before.
Well, exfiltration is essentially the heat just going into an open space and just leaking out, right? Those common walls or those firewalls I keep talking about in the townhome, they got little air pockets in there. Somebody does a puts a nail into it, and then somebody puts a, you know, puts another outlet in or something, and they fish wires through it. And every time you go into a wall cavity, you destroy the integrity of it, and it starts to leak more air. Or it's poorly built, right? Call a spade a spade. There's a lot of inferior construction out there, and they don't get built right. They don't get built as per the drawings and the intention of the person that designed the building. Right, I think new codes that are coming in. We got a new building, new SB12 coming in 2017. We'll start feeling the effects of new SB12 in probably June, July of next year, because all the old building permits will fall under today's codes. But it's going to start talking about insulation board on the outside, like continuous insulation in the basement. It's funny, eh? I read this stuff here, and my father and I have always been preaching about basement insulation, and finally this code is really focused on basement insulation, because it is the easiest place to insulate, and you can have the most effective, because all your mechanicals are usually down there, right? You got your furnace down there, you got your water heater down there, you've got your ductwork, right? And all that stuff's going to lose heat naturally. So if you can trap that heat, right, then it's a win-win, right?
Well, and if you're thinking about changing that into a family room, a rec room, whatever, start with the walls. Start with the insulation.
Yeah, I think you're right. Start with walls if it's existing. But I think if you're talking new homes, I think you start with the floor. Something you can't get into afterwards, right? Who's going to raise the floor to put insulation on it? Not many people will sacrifice headroom for more insulation. But we've been promoting floor insulation for probably close to 15 years, and we insulate these floors. And I've done it for one consumer. He's done a radiant floor heat in his home, two other new homes. And now his kids are getting older, so they really don't have use for his basement. So he said, you know what? Let me not put the radiant floor heat in the basement. I'm just going to insulate him. So we supplied him with our Insta panels. We put him in the basement. And he, after he started living in his home, he came to me and said, Alex, I got to know him over the years. He said, Alex, if I would have known what I know now, I would have never put radiant floor heat in all my other basements. He says, my floor is just as warm as it was as those other basement floors were. He says, now I know it wasn't the radiant heat, it was the insulation. So, and we've been saying that for a long time, okay? The other cool thing, and I always get excited when I talk about floor insulation, is outside slabs, right? Insulate underneath those slabs because you get frost protection. And what do you mean? Well, it's not that the frost it can't get through the insulation, it's the actual heat underneath that's being built up, which is not a lot of heat, but a little bit of insulation over top of the ground stops the heat from escaping into the atmosphere and the inability for the frost to get through that insulation because there's so much heat underneath it stops that slab from heaving. So you may have concrete cracking outside, but if it doesn't heave, you never get that imperfection where the one piece of the slab is higher than the other slab, and then you still can scrape the snow. You can do a lot of things. So it's all this trial and error stuff. As you grow up, you learn all this stuff, but I tell you, I would never consider putting a slab outside anymore without putting insulation underneath, because it makes sense in our climate.
Yeah, and if you're in a situation now where that slab is already cracked and it's eaved to the point where you're going to have to replace it, think about insulation.
Yeah, insulate that slab, yes. Yeah. And we probably have the most cost-effective. I mean, most insulations that are used under the floor are fairly decent, okay, other than the reflective foil insulation, which I wouldn't, you know, it's just a glorified vapor barrier. But the even SM or any kind of product like that is going to do a very good job. We just happen to have the most cost-effective product on the market that works the best, as far as I'm concerned.
You just happen to.
Yeah,
because you do it right the first time.
That's right.
And that is I'm just trying to cycle back to the fact that Mike Holmes is somebody who uses your products and your services as a part of his construction.
We've worked for Mike Holmes for over 10 years. So we provide our services, spray foam, blown insulation, and underslab insulations. Mike's used a lot of Insta panels for his projects, so mm-hmm. along with Brian as well. So Brian Ballmer, we do all his insulation, and we appreciate those relationships. They're good people to work with.
Yeah. And didn't you just have a job that was on one of the other television shows? You were mentioning it just before we went to air.
Really?
Yeah, that CHML got a shout out on the...
Oh, no, it was fantastic. We had a lady I just saw on Homestars that put a nice review out and said, we heard Insta Insulation on the air at CHML, 900 CHML, and And what a great experience. I love when people comment. I also like when they call and say, hey, listen, Alex, you can approve on this, right? But I like that phone call better than I do posting it somewhere or something like that. We're a very approachable company. Yep. We've got a great sales staff, right? Merry Christmas, sales guys. I think we have seven or eight guys out in the field, and they do a tremendous job all year round.
Well, don't they? I mean, so many of them have experience actually installing first before they go out and do sales. Is that not true?
Yep. We are proud to say I think we have three ex-installers, ex-drivers, or anybody who's in these install crews that are actually in sales now. And all of them have a track record or have experience that could, troubleshoot, which is what we're good at, right? We're good at troubleshooting areas and, trying to find solutions to problems in homes.
Yeah. Well, and, I was mentioning earlier that driving around, I'm taking a look at people's roofs and wondering what's going on there based on, the snow patterns and that sort of thing. But the other thing I was noticing are icicles on homes. And the other day, this is absolutely true, driving by, huge icicles on this house. And I thought, you know what? Alex needs to see these people. They have a problem.
Yeah. The solution may not be something that the person wants to do or is scared of knowing. Or some homeowners know what the solution is and they don't want to take care of it, right? The problem with icicles is that you're essentially, it's ice damming and it's going to back up and it's rotting your facade of your house. It's rotting underneath your roof shingles, potentially gutters. It's, your boards behind the eaves troughs, your soffit, it's all getting wet. And eventually it's going to have to be replaced. So it's just a matter of you do it now or later. The nice thing about now is that when you insulate when you fix that problem and you re-insulate, you start saving money immediately, right? So, you can invest in, stock market. You can invest in buying some GICs, which are not paying very well, right? Or you can invest in your home, which the value of it usually stays, right? And you're at lower energy bills. So to me, it's probably a bigger win than...
And it's the investment you live in.
Yes. And comfort. Right?
Exactly.
Back to the original, what we were talking about.
Smart comfort. Drew in Simcoe writes, the steel roof on his garage sweats a lot. That doesn't sound good right off the bat. And the stuff I store in there needs to be covered with plastic so that it doesn't get wet. That's really bad. I don't even know your business, and I know that's not good. Would spray foam work to insulate and stop the sweating, or would it be cheaper to put in a ceiling and use bats of fiberglass to insulate?
Okay, so I assume that the garage is probably a detached garage, like a workshop or something like that. I only assume because most of the time houses attached to, they usually have shingles on them, and the steel's not exposed. They use a plywood in between the... steel, and there. So I imagine it's a shop. So yes, you can use spray foam for that, and spray foam works very, very well at stopping the moisture getting to the steel, right, and stopping the condensation. You'd always want to make sure you use a minimum of 1.5 inches, probably. I would recommend 2 inches of spray foam to stop the condensation on that steel. The thing that you got to keep in mind is that the spray polyurethane foam is plastic and it is combustible, so it may need a thermal barrier or some kind of fireproofing agent on there to stop it from to stop a kind of fire flame spread on it. Saying that, there are buildings that are done without it because they're not occupied spaces and they don't they're just storage and for some reason the municipality accepts that. Okay, we've done a couple large facilities for boat hangers and stuff like that where they're allowed to be exposed. Not sure in this situation. You have to check with the local municipality. But yes, spray foam is an option to seal that off. Nice thing about that is if it is, it's probably cheaper than putting a whole ceiling in. If you want to maintain that airspace, if you want to have an open concept, it'll maintain that. Putting a ceiling in with bats, well, not a real big bat fan. Fiberglass, right? The reason why I'm in the insulation business is because fiberglass fails. Okay, our business success is continually on the basis of fiberglass failing. And not just it's fiberglass. Fiberglass is what fails. It's a great air filter, very poor insulator, and
yet it's everywhere.
It's everywhere for sure. It's cheap, right? instant gratifications. The house hasn't settled yet. You know, like it fills a void, essentially, literally fills a void, yeah. Does a poor job. Okay. You know, we don't wear the same types of clothing we did back then. We don't drive the same types of cars. Why in heaven's name would we put the same crap in our walls over and over and over? It's kind of insane if you think about it. Definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over,
expecting
a different result.
Yep.
Yet we have mold in these homes, yet we'll still keep putting the same product back in, and we get sick. And we go, oh, what happened, right? Stupid. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there's no other way to put that.
Exactly. We're going to take a short break on AM 900 CHML, and that gives you the time to get to the phones, 905-645-3221, to speak with Alex from Insta Insulation. This is the Smart Comfort Show on AM 900 CHML. The Smart Comfort Show. This is the holiday edition. We've got all the family here today. On AM 900 CHML, Alex Schutz is in with us from Insta Insulation. Alex, I see your vans all over the place. I'm driving down the highway. They're out there. And you service quite a bit of Southern Ontario.
Yeah. We daily, we're usually from London area all the way over to Scarborough. That's what we focus on, the entire peninsula. Niagara Falls, Fort Erie, all the way into like areas like Stevensville and Chippewa and all that area. And then all the way as far north as, well, we get into Barrie, but we try to stay below Orangeville is what we try to do. Right? Try to close to the 400 series highways, much as we can.
Yeah. So, you know, when people call your number, it's not, you will go anywhere in Southern Ontario.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all, everything's, we don't use any subcontractors. They're all people that work directly for Insta Insulation. All the sales staff is directly for Insta. They all work for me and my father. And so we know exactly who's going to where and what people are going to what home. And we, you know, it's although we're a fairly large insulation contractor, we're still family owned and operated. And we care what we do with people's homes.
Yeah. And one of the things that I like, and we mentioned this just before the break, is that a lot of your salespeople are people that have worked for the company for a long time and in many different capacities.
Yep. I think there's 5, 8, and 14 years, I think, between the three installers that were in store. So we're installers and turned into sales. So there's a collective probably 25 to 30 years of experience on the install side, now selling.
And so. The number for Insta Insulation is 1-800-668-0311. But the number to call right now is 905-645-3221 to speak directly with Alex with any questions you might have. We got an email from Russell from Beamsville, and he recently moved into a new semi, and he's had issues with drafts from the outside. They can feel them from the west, especially on windy days. That doesn't sound good. He's been in contact with the builder, and the builder will have his people looking into it. They've told me that it's quite normal to have a bit of leakage, as a wall needs to breathe. Is there any truth to that? And he doesn't think that they don't think they want to address. He thinks that they don't want to address his concerns.
Wow. That's quite the...
A wall has to breathe.
Yeah, this is a question that we'd ask a lot. The house needs to breathe. House does need to breathe, okay? You just can't twist it to make it, you know, fit your situation right now. It sounds like this contractor's trying to flip it so to sound like the wall needs to breathe, therefore you need a little bit of draft. The breathing in a house needs to happen that the moisture can get out. That's it, okay? So there's trapped moisture inside the wall cavity, the moisture can get out. So the vapor barrier, which in most homes is a piece of plastic, and the plastic's used because the insulation behind the plastic is very poor. So the fiberglass by itself doesn't provide a good vapor barrier. So they put a 6 mil polyethylene sheet in front of it called the vapor barrier. Now, that's supposed to stop the moisture from getting into the wall cavity. Okay? And then there's an air barrier typically on the outside, or a semi-permeable membrane that will let moisture out, but won't like moisture vapor out, but won't let moisture, like big moisture
droplets
yeah. into the wall cavity. So that's essentially what we're talking about when the house is breathing. It's an ability for the house to let go of moisture inside the wall cavity.
And when you say breathing, it's exhale. It's not inhale.
It's not inhaling.
Yeah.
The only thing your house should inhale is through an ARV, an HRV, or if you decide to open the windows. You should control the breathing of your house. Drafts is not an acceptable thing in a new home now. Okay, we're past that point. Okay, drafts were good when we used to burn wood and we needed a lot of oxygen to keep the wood fireplace burning. That's it. That sounds to me like, well, but he needs to, I don't know how old it was, what did he say?
It doesn't really say, but if he's dealing with the builder, it must be a fairly recent construction.
Yeah, so, you know, somebody like Tarion or the new home warranty could get involved to take a look at that. But essentially, if you have drafts coming through a wall, only way to address that is to rip the drywall down and find out where the air leakage is. That's it.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's like fixing if you had a roof leak and taking shingles and banging them up inside your attic, right? That's not the way you fix a roof.
No.
You fix a roof from the outside.
Right.
Right? You fix air leakage inside the wall. You don't take caulking and seal on the outside and try to, you know, you still got that cold air in behind that drywall. So, it also goes back to, I mean, I like to give the analogy of spray foam, for example. You know, a bad spray foam job is 100 times better than a good fiberglass job.
Yeah.
I mean, spray foam in itself, if you spray foam and you touch the wall, it seals, right? So what if an area doesn't have an extra quarter inch or a half an inch for that? You've solved half your problem by sealing it off, right? We don't rely on a vapor barrier or a poly sheet, an outside air barrier to create air tightness. Okay, the more layers of construction you have in a wall cavity in a roof design, the more chance of error you have. The more times you have to touch something, the more problems you're going to have. Right? Every time you go into your car's engine and you have to work on something, there's another chance for it to not be fixed properly or you disturb something else. Same type of analogy with a wall.
Well, and the other thing I'm thinking of, and we've got to take a break in just a moment on AM 900 CHML, but the other thing I'm thinking is, if he's feeling these drafts, we're in the windy season because it's winter, and he's going to see this on his maintenance bills.
For sure. For sure. You know what? I don't know his situation. I don't know what pays his mortgage or if he has a mortgage. I don't know those situations, but I know that they were spending good money to live in a new home, and they're not happy. So I feel bad for them.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be like that. There are things that you can do to fix the problem, to take care of your bills, maybe lower them a little bit.
Yes.
Everybody wants that. As we said in the last show, money in the bank is sexy.
Yes.
We're going to take a short break on AM 900 CHML. We'll be right back with Alex Schutz from Insta Insulation. This is the Smart Comfort Show. The holiday edition, the family edition, on AM 900 CHML.
Under the tree for me, been an awful good girl, Santa baby, I'm hurried down the chimney tonight. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And you know what should stay cold? Outside. Your home should be very comfortable. This is the Smart Comfort Show on AM 900 CHML. It is brought to you by Insta Insulation. Alex Schutz is in with us. And one of the people he brought in today is his lovely daughter, Morgan. And Morgan, if people want to give us a call and talk to your dad directly, what's the number they should call?
Please call in 905-645-3221.
Perfect. An announcer in the making.
There you go.
Alex, before the break, we were talking a bit about vapor barriers. And in particular, I know your dad wanted us to talk a little bit about mold because it's a very important issue.
Huge issue, right? It affects safety of the occupants, right?
Especially your kids.
Yeah, especially kids and little lungs that aren't as strong and can deal with the mold spores. But, what I failed to mention or didn't talk about, and I have talked about in the past, is that the vapor barrier essentially stops the moisture from getting into the wall cavity in the wintertime, right? Because the heat's leaving your home from inside the home to the outside of the home. So you want to stop the moisture, maintain the moisture in your house. That moisture is created by your furnace, your pets, your plants, the aquarium, the reptiles, the whole, I say reptiles, right? Because, 25, 30 years ago, not many of us live with reptiles, but I, you know, I, from my own seeing, a lot of people living with reptiles these days.
More
so,
and more.
For what reason, I have no idea. But anyway, we'll move from world.
It's not my thing, but hey,
you know,
I don't.
But
judge.
But the problem is that in the summertime, the heat actually comes from the outside. Okay, and when the heat comes from the outside, the vapor barrier is essentially on the wrong side because the vapor barrier is supposed to stop the moisture from entering the home.
Right.
So now we have the moisture coming from the outside, and then we have this AC running inside the house. The heat's coming in from the outside, gets through, or the heat's coming through, gets into the wall cavity, and then it condenses on the backside of the poly sheet, which is the coldest substrate, and it runs down the wall and gets onto the wood. So in order to have mold, right, and mold starts because you start rotting the wood, in order to have mold, you need air, moisture, and a food source. And with the organic materials that we build with, right? Because we build with more organic materials than most other countries.
Well, we got a lot of wood in this country,
so
we're
using it.
Yeah.
And that's why our houses are somewhat affordable to buy because of what we use. But just because we build with wood doesn't mean we have to use other cheap products like fiberglass, right? We could still do a better job and build with the wood. Right, and by the introduction of what the code now does with continuous insulations and board insulation, and essentially, or the biggest bang for your buck, spray foam, you can stop the mold. Right, you can stop this from forming. So essentially, the spray foam is the vapor barrier from the outside, and it's a vapor barrier from the inside. Right, it's not affected by moisture. It keeps the heat out, keeps the moisture drive out, and therefore you're not going to have a dew point inside the wall cavity if you put enough in.
Well, and that's also if it was constructed to code originally and somebody didn't make a mistake along the way.
Yes, that too. Yep. That's for sure. But spray foam can be used for retrofit. Spray foam can be used for new. It's a very versatile product. It fits to any cavity. Example, when you build on like 17-inch centers or 19-inch centers, which in the olden days, they didn't care what they put the centers on, right? It was just they just built it. And, put some plaster over top, added some strength. But we take walls apart now in older homes, and who knows what size of spacing you have. But I see people cutting off fiberglass bats just to fit it in there. Then there's another piece, and before you know it, you've got thousands of creases in the house because you're trying to fit these bats in there. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So patchwork is only for quilting.
That's right.
Yeah. Not for your walls. Not a good thing. We are out of time. I can't believe it. This hour has flown by again. We'll be back again in January. In the meantime, Alex, please give us the contact information for Insta Insulation.
You can reach us at info@instainsulation.com. That's info@instainsulation.com. And you can reach our Aldana in our office. She takes all the calls, and she's direct contact with the sales staff. She does a fantastic job. 1-800-668-0311. That's 1-800-668-0311. And she'd love to hear from you. And again, we're a family-owned business, and we know exactly who will visit your home.
And Insta Insulation also has an excellent website because I crawl through there all the time.
Yep.
I poke around and see what's going on there.
www.instainsulation.com.
And Morgan, as we're just wrapping up the show now, would you wish everyone
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you in January.
Perfect. My job's done. She could fill in next time. Thank you for listening to the Smart Comfort Show on AM 900 CHML. It is brought to you by Insta Insulation, and as Morgan said, we'll be back in January.
But have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street.